Interesting times indeed, my friends. So much has been going on. A lot of celebrities have been accused of some pretty crazy stuff over the last few weeks. People like Puff Daddy, aka Diddy, aka Take That, Take That, Take That, just settled some allegations that he committed some sexual crimes. But if he's feeling alone, there's quite a few high-profile people that have been accused of such crimes in the last week. And I'll give you a little bit about the background of why this is happening. Governor Hochul signs an Adult Survivors Act back in May 24, 2022. And in this act, the Adult Survivors Act, S.66A, she created a one-year look-back window for survivors of sexual assault that occurred when they were over the age of 18 to sue their abusers, regardless of when the abuse occurred. No matter how long ago it was, she gave a one-year window where anyone could come forward and charge anyone with a crime. So, being that we are in the end of November, this window was set to expire. We look at the tweet of Philip Lewis. It says, the New York Adult Survivors Act opened a year-long window for survivors of sexual assault to file civil suits past the statute of limitations. That window closes this week. Diddy, Jamie Foxx, Cuba Gooding Jr., Axl Rose, Harvey Weinstein, Donald Trump, Bill Cosby, Marcellus Wiley, Jimmy Iovine, Doug Morris, L.A. Reid, Russell Brand, Marilyn Manson, Harvey Pierre, and more have been sued under this act. Cuba Gooding Jr., of whom I've had the pleasure of hanging out with several times, I have seen him out and about in the nightlife. Always a gentleman. The last time I saw him was at the Ned Nomad Hotel. It was a Wednesday night, comedy night, hosted by Mike Young, a brilliant comedian who does a weekly show there. Cuba showed up, gentleman. He was having a good time, very friendly, very polite. And every time I've met Cuba, he was nothing but a gentleman. And I've also seen him, like, when I wasn't talking to him. I saw him at the Ganzevoort Hotel one time. I think it was July 4th weekend or Memorial Day weekend. I can't remember which. And he was up there having a good time, and he was surrounded by women. He was very respectful. So I'm not sitting here saying he didn't do any of this stuff, but my question is, like, how long of a time is enough? I understand the pain and the agony and the embarrassment and the shame someone can feel, whether male or female, when these types of things happen. And how do you prove these things so late on without forensic evidence, without DNA? I mean, I just don't see how this is not one big danger to men who maybe haven't committed any of these crimes, and then they get accused of it, and it's like you're automatically guilty in the eyes of the public, your reputation's tarnished, and maybe you get in trouble for something you actually didn't do. So I understand why on one side, but how much time is enough time? Like, and then how do you prove it? If 20 years went by, there's no DNA, what? It's your word against mine. So do many of these cases get thrown out? I mean, I don't even know how they end. In Diddy's case, I believe it was with Cassie, you know, it was settled. So we'll never really know what would have happened at the end of that trial. And I think he might have opened a can of worms, because now that you've settled, anyone else that might want to come forward is going to say, well, that's easy. I can just file a lawsuit, and he's probably going to settle. So I don't think it's over for him. I think his nightmare is just beginning. And I know 50 Cent's having a blast all about it. But when we look at Cuba's situation, it says he was sued on Wednesday by two women whose assault cases against the Oscar-winning actor underlay a criminal prosecution that ended with him pleading guilty but serving no jail time. In a complaint filed in New York State Court in Manhattan, Jasmine Abbey said that Jerry Maguire star forcibly kissed her without her consent in September 2018. While she was working as a cocktail waitress at the Laval nightclub in Midtown Manhattan. The other plaintiff, Kelsey Harbert, accused Gooding of groping her breast in June 2019 at the Magic Hour rooftop, also in Midtown Manhattan. Now, both of those properties are Tao Group properties. Tao Group's a very large hospitality company, I'm pretty sure they're going to probably add Kuba to the 86 list. I don't think he's going to be allowed in there anymore. I wouldn't let him in there, even if I didn't think he was guilty. It's just too much of a liability. So I don't think we'll see him dancing at Marquee or Tao anymore. But who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Our clients were deprived of the justice they sought in the criminal case, a lawyer for the plaintiffs said in the statement. They are now seeking justice and accountability in their civil cases. The law expired after the U.S. Thanksgiving Day holiday. Other men sued under the law included Russell Brand, Bill Cosby, the former movie producer Harvey Weinstein, who's already went to hell in his life. Axl Rose, the former lead singer of Guns N' Roses, was sued under the law on Wednesday by Sheila Kennedy, an actress and former Penthouse magazine model, over an alleged 1989 assault. Now, this is where, like, I understand it's hard to come forward and all that. But, like, 30 years later, how do you even prove that in court? He touched me. Okay, how? How can you prove it? And if they just take the woman's word, I mean, how do you, like, again, I'm not saying this to not protect women. Women should be protected at all costs. Any man that does something like this to a woman, in my opinion, should be executed. Because that woman has to live with that type of, you know, hurt the rest of her life. Now, you know, obviously we're talking about when penetration occurs and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of those types of people at all. So, but in any event, I mean, how much time is enough? What do you guys think? I mean, drop a comment below if you're watching on YouTube or Instagram. I just don't see how it's fair, regardless of the situation, that long of a time to go. How can you even make your case and prove to a jury beyond a reasonable doubt 30 years later? There weren't even cell phones around. Jamie Foxx, I'm having a hard time believing this one, but in his case, supposedly he was drunk. He was at Catch, New York City, very popular rooftop and restaurant. Delicious food, by the way. Hot spot in the city. I love going there. In that lawsuit, Jane Doe alleges that the 55-year-old actor was intoxicated and basically, you know, groped her and put his hand in places it shouldn't have belonged. She's suing him in the club, the restaurant. My thing is this, like, that type of stuff happens. How's that the restaurant's fault? You know, we can't prevent something all the time from happening. I don't know why they would share the liability unless she went and told security and management, this just happened to me and they did nothing about it. That's different. But if she never told anybody there and it happened the way it did, how are they supposed to know? So I don't understand why the restaurant's being sued. I don't see how it's their fault. Jimmy Iovine was also named. And Jimmy Iovine is, you know, big in the music business, Interscope Records. And it says that she was forcibly touched, subjected to harassment, retaliation, and violation of anti-discrimination laws around 2007. One of the many complaints filed just this month. So it's pretty crazy. But like I said, in Diddy's case, he settled the rape and assault lawsuit. However, his attorney, Ben Braffman, emphasized that the decision to settle is in no way admission of wrongdoing. Well, you definitely didn't want to deal with it. And, you know, 50 Cent is having a field day. He seems to have dodged the bullet. No women have come forward. I think this is why if you're famous and you're a public person or you're someone that's very wealthy, unfortunately, we live in such a crazy world. Does this happen to women? Absolutely. It happens too often. It should never happen, period. A woman should be respected. Her body is hers. She is autonomous. She has the right to not want advances that are not welcomed. And I think that's the key, man. I think you need to really ask a woman, is it okay if I touch you? Is it okay if I put my hand down your pants? I think you should just ask. I don't think we can assume anymore in the world that we live in. I think you need to communicate to a woman, is it okay if I touch you? Is it okay if I kiss you? I know it kind of takes away from some of the romance, but some of these suits here say like they were kissed and they didn't want to be kissed. And sometimes a guy can misread it, especially if he's intoxicated, which is why, you know, I always tell people, I don't recommend alcohol in your life. Nothing good can come from it. You should be very careful when you drink, because you might do things you don't even remember or wanted to do or wouldn't normally do when you're drinking. But if they can be sued just for a kiss, and, you know, there's been times in my life, maybe when I was younger on a date, and I went in like a nervous bastard, and but usually the girl pulls back, and then I didn't try again. So I guess if they didn't want it, unless you surprised attack them, you know, I think it's better to ask, you know, I really want to kiss you. Is it okay if I kiss you? I mean, if she wants to kiss you already, she's made up her mind. She'll say yes. But I believe when it comes to actual intercourse, I think that when you are a high-profile person, I think, and you're going to be promiscuous, you're going to be with multiple women. I'm friends with many celebrities, high-profile people, very famous people. I'm friends with very, you know, very famous people. And I've been around them, and I've seen how a lot of females have thrown themselves at them. They literally in seconds go from zero to they end up in a bathroom with them or in their dressing room. And like the girl wanted it the whole time. I've witnessed this many times in my life. My only issue with that is I've told these friends of mine that you should protect yourself. Just because they want it, just because, you know, you don't think you're doing anything wrong and you're not, because I've seen these women and I've had to leave the room. You know, the girl walks in with the high profile person that I know and she's all over him and she can't wait to do things to him and she comes out smiling when it's over. And, you know, I've been in these situations where I've witnessed some of this stuff behind the scenes, how it kind of happens, you know, groupies. And I told them, you know, I told these friends of mine, I'm like, I think you should definitely protect yourself. I think you should have video recordings where it's legal to record as long as the other party consents. I think they should have to sign a piece of paper. They're dying to be with you anyway. You're famous. You're a celebrity. They're going to go through all that nonsense. And this way, if they ever try to accuse you of anything, you can say, well, Your Honor, actually, I didn't do that to her. As a matter of fact, let me play something for you, Your Honor. Check this out. Oh, yeah. Ah, I love you. Ah. It's on video. She's welcoming it, or he's welcoming it. And there's no denying that. And if they sign off on an NDA and they sign off on they want to and consent to being with you, you're also verifying that they're legal enough. You know, and I'm definitely sure Leonardo DiCaprio had to check a few IDs and really make sure. He likes them young. Right off the tree, supposedly. So I would advise any of you that may be watching, protect yourselves. Even if you're not famous, if you're going to be promiscuous, really make sure that you're okay. You do live in states that have one party recording, which means as long as you are present, you are allowed to record on audio, even if the other party doesn't know. Now, that's a little bit cringe. It's a little bit creepy. But if you are worried about ever being set up or falsely accused as a man, I would tell men to take every precaution. That's given that you are an honest man, a good man. You're not going to use those recordings for anything but protection. If one day you feel that someone you slept with may accuse you of something you know you did not do. But it is an ethical question, and it is a moral one. But I believe many states, you are allowed as long as you're there. Like, you can't leave a recorder and record someone. That's illegal. I know in Florida, unless you tell someone, hey, I'm going to audio record you or video record you, you know. But I'm talking about just audio, like voice memo on your iPhone. You can hit record. Many states like New Jersey, as long as you're there and your voice can be heard and that you're on that recording at the same time you're talking to the other person or doing whatever you're doing with them, then that is admissible. Please check with a lawyer. But from my understanding, that is admissible in a court of law, and it might serve to protect you. We live in a very different world now, and we need to make sure, A, anyone that commits a crime should be punished, period. I hate people that would even consider doing something like that to a woman. But at the same time, there are women, 100%, that are all about the money, that are devious, that may make up things that really didn't happen and hurt people that they wanted to be with, or they did invite the advances, and now they're like, let me just get a payday. To think that there's not some of those types of women out there, I think would be very naive and very foolish. So men beware, women beware, take care of yourselves. The best thing to do is stay virgin so you get married. Seems like sex, when it's not in the right environment, the godly one, bad things can happen besides having a child that maybe you're not ready for, or a disease you really don't want to catch. It is bad out there. People are promiscuous. Promiscuity is at an all-time high. I see what goes on in nightlife. I see what goes on out there. Social media has made that even easier. People are doing all kinds of connecting and swiping left. And I think that we are at an all-time high in the world for lust. But as you can see, it all comes back sooner or later, this energy. And I do believe it is spiritual. I believe that we have taken the act of creation, which is supposed to be something beautiful and sacred between two people, and we have turned it into a sport. And this culture really changed in the 60s in our country. People used to wait in the old days, and they used to want to cherish the person that they're with and not just give it to anyone. And men and women are both guilty of that, by the way. I'm not picking on one sex or the other here. Can't, you know, both do it. So me personally, my belief spiritually, being older now, understanding more about life, understanding more about God, understanding the effects of having a promiscuous society, the divorce rate skyrocketing, leading to less children having both parents in the home, affects the next generation. And I believe we are paying for the sins of our past. I believe with all this lust and all this promiscuity has deeply, deeply affected society in so many negative ways. And I don't think a lot of people think about it. I think people don't realize just how important that bond and that connection is with their partner, and that it shouldn't just be given to anyone. Even if you're thinking about it's going to get serious, I think once you truly know that they're the one, or you're going to be with them, I think is probably the best time to maybe have that talk and be serious and intimate with someone. It's desensitizing the more you do it, and the less special it becomes for when you find the right person in your life, in my opinion. So take care of yourselves, take care of your souls. This is Beck Lover, and this is my 2 cents. Beck Lover.